Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. 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 Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna.
And we're back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengast and Monique Donnelly. And we are actually kind of interesting to actually have a couple guests in with us, a husband and wife team that you in the industry out there that see the films and you wonder what the heck that actor, man, he took a pretty cool fall or that was a neat car hit or a car crash or whatever maybe you maybe see. Those are the stunt people that we actually know in the industry. And we have two of them in house
with
us.
Our first stunt people.
You thought it was worship. You thought it was all about worship. Ba-da-da-da-da. So it's not.
It's a form of worship.
That's exactly
yeah,
right.
Maybe, right? With our bodies.
Yes. Yeah. All your
you better
heart
be,
and
right?
your mind and your strength.
And your strength.
You know, it's so amazing because we do take it for granted. You know, I know quite a few guys and girls out there, too, that are in the industry, and it's, you know, what you do is really incredible, and you don't realize the magnitude of those things that you do. And, you know, every day you're risking your life in one form or another, your body for sure, taking those dips and turns. But a good friend of Monique, Don Lee's.
Yes, we have Rick Marcus and his lovely wife, Stacy. Hello, guys.
Well, hello, hello.
We're glad to have you.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
So I'm assuming you guys met through your stunt work, yes?
Yeah, we did. We actually met working together.
What were you working on?
We were working on a little low-budget feature film that I don't know that really ever saw the light of day. Some of them, you know how it goes. Some of them don't quite make it. But the benefit of that whole experience was I met my lovely wife.
Da-da-da-da!
Awesome.
And,
how long have you guys been married?
We've only been married now for almost 1 year.
Wow. Congratulations.
We're about three Thank weeks away much. From 1 year.
Nice.
Well, was she throwing you around? Are you throwing her around? What ended up happening?
Well, I got to throw her out of a moving vehicle. So,
nice.
Yeah.
That's
figured,
a good way to start.
Yeah, any girl that will let me do that and then get back up and do it again, I figure, well.
Yeah, he threw me over four times, so. Yeah. Once wasn't good enough.
And he probably told the director, that's the one take wasn't enough.
Was
like, we're going to do three or four times.
It didn't feel right. Yeah. I need to do it again.
We want to really make that angle look really good here.
Yeah.
Well, so glad you guys can come out because this is about Worship Factory. You can get connected on worshipfactory.net, by the way, for networking, which is a Christian creative website actually out there like a Facebook or a Twitter. But it is for the creative arts industry out there. And you may be driving down the street and wondering, how do I get in the stunt business? How do I get out there? Do I want to be a stunt person? And, you know, that's a tough industry as well because
where
it's
did
not
you
like,
start?
How do you get in it? I want to be a stunt person. How do you get into it?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. It's a tough question because it's like a lot of the different parts of the industry. There are, you know, there's no one road in. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different ways, different possibilities. Even Stacy kind of said in her mind, hey, this is what I want to do. And she started doing some research and kind of set out for it. You found the camp?
Yeah, I actually used to be a teacher, fifth grade teacher, outside of Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio.
And, got tired of throwing the kids around. That's what
I said, sit down.
I will drop kick you. Wait, drop kick me. Right. I can be a stunt person.
That's right. So fifth grade teacher to a stunt woman.
Yeah, and I had summers off, and I've always been an athlete, so I thought I would – I always wanted to go learn how to rock climb. So I found a rock climbing school in Seattle, but it also happened to be a stunt school.
Cool.
So I went for 3 weeks.
I don't even think I knew that there were stunt schools.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, and I actually didn't even know it was a profession.
Nice.
Yeah. So I went, came home, and told my parents I'm – quitting teaching.
I know what I want to do.
Do stunts.
Wow.
I want to be a stunt person.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Wow. What? They must have thought, what is that about?
My mom said, okay. And my dad said, "What? You'll never make anything of yourself if you do that."
Oh. So I said, we've heard that before.
Oh, so I said, arts. "Game on."
Yep, bring it.
I'm going to prove you wrong, Dad.
And she certainly did.
Yeah, that's moved great. To Chicago. I didn't want to move too far away from home. So I moved to Chicago for a couple years, and there was no work there. The SAG commercial strike happened, and then September 11th happened.
Sure.
So I figured I had to go where the work was.
Right.
So I moved here.
And you've been in some major motion pictures. Tell us.
I have been
some
very blessed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My first large film that I got actually into the union was Bruce Almighty.
Nice.
Wow. Which was fantastic.
And what did you have to do in that movie?
You know, I actually was a photo double to start. That's how I got in the union.
Okay.
And then I got my first night of stunts on that. We were in a big riot scene. I think I got hit in the head with a pizza box.
Nice.
That was my big stunt from the night. But then after that, did big one like War of the Worlds. Just got off of Twilight. We did Twilight 4 and 5 that are coming up. They haven't been aired.
And what did you have to do in that?
Lots of vampire stuff.
I was a vampire.
Yeah.
Doubled some people, did a lot of flying, a lot of hitting walls, a lot of falling.
A lot of fighting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and have you been injured?
I have. Yeah. I have, but nothing that doesn't heal.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
you
I mean.
Well, thank God for that. Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Broken some things, but broken bones heal.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, and here I am.
I got
broken bones heal.
Flesh,
oh my goodness. You can stitch flesh up. It goes back together.
Oh, yeah.
And I've learned.
I love this woman.
And I've learned with a couple broken bones, you can still work on them. So, you know, it's okay.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, what's amazing about that is that they really do. I have a couple friends. Monty Cox is a good friend of mine, and Gloria Faramonte Bucky is a really good friend of mine, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I first met Monty, we were on a set, Lady Blue, long years ago up in Chicago. And Monty went around the corner and had a car hit, and he actually had cut his head open. But he didn't even know that he had split his head open. He went and got it sutured up, and they're putting a car in the river. They were throwing him in, shooting a car in the river the next day. So he went over and sewed it up. Covered a bandage over top of it and put the car in the nasty Chicago River the next day. And it's like, wow, here he's got like 20 stitches in his head. And I'm thinking, wow. Yeah. You know, the body that you guys, you know, it's so amazing because the scenes would not be the way they are. And most actors don't do their own stunts. I mean, obviously. I mean, otherwise, you know, they get in trouble too. But most of them aren't even that talented as far as that goes when it comes to them doing the actual athletics. But what was most important for me with Bucky and Monty, Monty's like in the 60s now. And he trains still every day. I mean, he's like training because these are athletes. You guys are athletes. Yeah. You're not just, you know, stunt performers or whatever, that you guys are take it seriously. I mean, you're working out constantly. Your body's got to be in 120% shape. And you're looking at you two especially. You can't see them on camera, but they look pretty good. I tell you, these two guys, they could be doing acting for sure. And you are listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. And this is Kempton with Rod and Monique, and we are into a stunt segment, actually, here at Worship Factory.
Rick, you've been doing this a long time.
Yeah, I have been doing it for a long time. And
I remember, like, years ago going, oh, I know the guy in the Batman show. Let's go see him, like, fly through the air on a motorcycle.
Yeah, it's been probably 17 years now I've been at it. Yeah. So,
good for you.
And how did you start out?
I actually started through the live shows. Some of the local theme parks have live shows. Like Universal Studios has a Waterworld show over there. The Batman shows that used to be over at Six Flags Magic Mountain. Yeah. I was teaching. I was substitute teaching. I needed a job, and this was back in '94. Saw an ad for this thing, this show. I came out of the world of theater, and I thought, you know what? This sounds like a really cool show. I've got all the skills that they're looking for. And so I went out, long story short, got the part of Batman that year.
Wow.
And
just a little movie like Batman.
Just a little. This was a live show, actually. Yeah. So this was a live show. But in that show, got a chance to kind of get connected now with the stunt world, which was brand new to me. I'd never experienced it before. Never even really knew what stunts were.
Yeah.
Because that's not something I pursued. I went to college for music.
Yeah,
I got a music education degree.
You wear a couple hats. I do.
Yeah, I mean, over the years, then it's been a mixture of stunts, acting, done some directing, some producing.
Yeah.
So
which is very common in this industry to go, okay,
multi hats.
Yeah. Yeah.
You kind of have to have, it helps to have an iron in as many fires as you can to kind of piece it all together. And I've been very blessed to be able to do it that way.
Wow. And so you second unit director? You're directing the first unit director?
Some first unit stuff.
Good.
Yeah, kind of skipping right over the second unit directing and jumping into first unit stuff if I can. But the second
good
unit stuff is good. But because I come out of the theater world, the acting world, got involved in stunts, which I really love. But if I can blend the two of those together, that's the ideal world for me. But you mentioned how do you get into it, and you were talking earlier about keeping in shape, and I would say that is one of the things. The training aspect is the one consistent thing about that. There really isn't one particular do this and then this will happen, do A and then B. But you've got to stay in shape and be ready for the moment.
Yeah.
Yes, that'd be the way to put that. You can do is train and be ready.
Be ready for your break.
And if the break comes, you're ready for it. That's really the only thing you can control is the training aspect of it.
Yeah. Well, Bucky was doubling Jamie Rose, and it was like she would be on the side of the set with her jump rope out, just jumping and keeping warmed up all the time for the next gag.
Yeah.
And it was just, I mean, she took it seriously. And and she's been hurt, and Monty's been hurt. You know, there's definitely, you know, every day, whatever you're doing, because they don't realize that it's not just it's just not something that special effects out there. A lot of this stuff that's happening is real. Is the real deal.
When you say you want to be ready, obviously you want to be physically, you know, at the top of your game. But there's also, do you have to get special licenses for driving certain vehicles, or what other kind of preparation?
Yeah, you know, here in the States, actually, there's really the stunt world isn't super regulated in that way. There's not really licensing in that way, but it's a very tight community of people. And so since it is such a small community, it's the world travels fast as far as your networking goes. So you want to be on your game. There's training that you can do for driving, different things like that. And basically it's going to be more of a word of mouth kind of a thing. And someone will pass my name on if I've got the skills to do a certain job and do it safely.
Nice. Now, is there still the association to run around to? Because I know the Stuntmen's Association.
There's a few of them. There's
the
Stuntmen's Association. There's International Stuntmen's Association. There's Brand X. There's who am I missing? Help me out here.
Why am I blanking on?
And then you've got the women's
the
women's group, Stunt Women's Association, and United Stunt Women's Association. And
I'm a part of the United Stunt Women's Association.
Yeah.
So
awesome.
That's been great.
It's a great community of people, actually.
Well, we are in a studio with two stunt people out there, as far as that goes. And the Marcus family will actually be able to spend some more time with them in this next segment of Worship Factory. And you are listening to Worship Factory on Worship Factory Radio, KKLA 99.5 FM. We'll be right back with more.
I take, I breathe in you.